We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, happy viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 30 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Asuncion, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV and channel 57 on Medium Network Service MNS. In Mongolia, in Hovd Province, channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erenat City, channel Z26 on Tha Tengger Cable TV and channel 50 on Himri Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Selang Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Tha, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulan Bator, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Ultul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarine. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recom Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, New Zealand bans alcohol in certain town centers. In animal welfare news, Chile and Colombia take part in protecting our precious animal co-inhabitants. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring a peace center in Sri Lanka called Vishvaniketan, which means universal abode in Sanskrit. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 23rd, distinguished Dutch physicist Dr. Johannes Diedrich van der Waals was born in 1837 in Leiden, the Netherlands. His 1873 doctorate dissertation on the continuity of the gaseous and liquid states quickly won him wide acclaim. Dr. van der Waals' work led other scientists to develop methods of liquefying the permanent gases. For his achievements, Dr. van der Waals was honored with a Nobel Prize in Physics in 1910. Moreover, in tribute to him, the electrostatic attractive forces between molecules are called van der Waals forces. With continued scientific advances like those of Dr. Johannes Diedrich van der Waals, may new technologies be created, along with the adoption of the compassionate vegan diet, to bring about a more sustainable world.
Fly-in news, Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from Indonesia. On September 2nd, in the middle of the Holy Islamic Ramadan month, West Java Island was struck by a powerful 7.3 magnitude tremor. Besides disrupting the Indonesian Muslims' religious traditions, the quake took the lives of at least 80 people and injured scores of others, with 200,000 displaced from the resulting mudslides and collapsed homes. Just 1 week later, Sulawesi Island was struck by a 6.0 magnitude quake, damaging an additional hundreds of homes and offices.
Immediately upon knowing of the disasters, Supreme Master Ching Hai donated a total of $25,000 for our Native Association members to help those most in need. While conveying her tears of sorrow and much, much love, she also asked them to try to comfort people in their time of trauma and suffering. This amount could purchase $304,000 in urgent supplies if purchased in the United States, based on Indonesia's cost of living.
Our association's Jakarta relief team initially went to five districts, covering their own expenses of $1,000. The night after the quake, the first team brought a mobile kitchen set to the disaster site and prepared food for the victims at Cianjur District. The next day, they filled four medium trucks with relief packages, each to go to a different location. With help from the local Red Cross, the relief team distributed the food packages as well as blankets, other daily necessities packages, and baby kits.
Many remote areas had not received relief due to inadequate road access. Fortunately, our relief team was able to reach the locations. Victims were touched and happy to receive Master's generous contribution, asking for her photo so they could always remember her loving kindness.
Our appreciation goes to the Indonesian Red Cross personnel for their help. We are grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her care of the Indonesian people, and we thank our association members for their sincere endeavors. Our prayers for the quake victims' fast return to productive daily life and that such disastrous situations subside as humanity adopts kinder, eco-stabilizing ways.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the second part of this relief report on noteworthy news.
Colombian volcano erupts. The Galeras volcano on the Colombian border with Ecuador erupted on Friday evening, November 20th, prompting officials to evacuate 1,000 of the approximately 9,000 local residents. No loss of life was reported, as the evacuated were temporarily relocated to shelters in the Nariño department capital. However, the area remains on high alert, with the activity of both the Galeras and nearby Huila volcano being closely monitored, as they have erupted with casualties before. Our appreciation, Colombian government officials, and all teams involved in effectively moving people away from harm. May all residents remain in safety as we pray for the minimizing of such events through humans' gentler actions in balance with nature.
Snowstorm costs lives and leaves others stranded. On Friday, November 20th, 9 people who were crossing the Rohtang Pass in India's Himachal Pradesh state succumbed to the sub-zero temperatures of a snowstorm. The victims were part of a group of 73 workers traveling from the eastern state of Bihar, where they had been previously stranded by the snow.
The others were successfully rescued. Of another 650 who remain in Bihar, 100 have been airlifted to safety. Kullu Deputy Commissioner B.M. Nanta said that officials were present in Manali to monitor the relief and rescue operations, and that financial assistance was also being provided to bereaved families. Our gratitude, Deputy Commissioner Nanta, Indian officials, and all emergency personnel for your efforts to ease the situation. We send our sincere condolences for those who have lost loved ones and prayers for the safety of the snow-affected people. Let us walk together in greater consideration for our shared earthly home to ease calamities such as these.
Indonesian ferry passengers rescued. On Sunday, November 22nd, rough waters due to bad weather caused 4 people to lose their lives as the ferry sank near Indonesia's Sumatra Island. The remaining 292 passengers were rescued by Indonesian transport personnel. On the same day, another ferry traveling from Batam to Moro Island was struck by massive waves, where fortunately all 278 passengers and crew emerging safely when the ferry managed to run aground. We are grateful to Indonesia's response teams and onboard crew members for your life-preserving efforts. We send our condolences for those who succumbed and wish the rescued much comfort and glad reunions with loved ones.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Lack of hygiene closes fish, meat processors. U.S. food safety officials are seeking permanent closure of a New York fish processing plant after objectionable sanitary violations went unresolved for many years. The violations included finding live maggots at the facility and warning letters asking for corrections that had been sent to the company as far back as 2001. Meanwhile, a butcher in Staffordshire, United Kingdom, was temporarily closed when the dangerous E. coli bacterium was found at the facility. E. coli infection, which can cause kidney failure, is most commonly spread through by animal fecal material that contaminates meat. We are gladdened to know of these official efforts to safeguard the public from unhygienic food. Our prayers for the day to swiftly come when both animals and humans are safe from such horrific conditions as people everywhere know the vibrant health of a plant-based diet.
Farmed animals' excessive antibiotic use evaluated. November 18, 2009 marked the second annual European Antibiotic Awareness Day, an event established to highlight the overuse of antibiotic medication. In the United Kingdom, more than half of all these anti-infective medications are given to animals, primarily livestock, who receive the medication daily in food or water as part of an effort to keep them from being affected by their filthy conditions. However, due to this overuse, the bacteria has been able to build up resistance, and countries worldwide are now seeing dangerous strains such as MRSA that do not respond to standard treatment. Groups like the UK-based Soil Association are urging more restraint, citing a report issued by UK Chief Medical Officer Sir Liam Donaldson as also warning against irresponsible use. The report stated, antibiotics must be used in moderation in agricultural settings and only when necessary for animal welfare. Our sincere thanks, Sir Donaldson, Soil Association, and all who are raising awareness about the dangerous practice of daily administered antibiotics used in livestock raising. Blessed be all animal-free food choices that allow our cherished cohabitants to live in natural vitality and freedom.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Britain's Queen presents annual House of Lords speech. Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II of the United Kingdom addressed the official opening of Parliament, where she described 13 bills that comprise the government's agenda for the coming year. These included an equality bill to reduce the gaps between wealthy and poor, as well as bills to reduce child poverty, promote sustainable energy, and help people in flood-prone areas by nationalising the wastewater infrastructure. She also pledged that the British government would continue its efforts towards security and prosperity in Afghanistan and Pakistan while promoting peace in the Middle East. Our respectful accolades, Your Majesty Queen Elizabeth, for these noble measures and goals. May God bless Your Majesty with good health in your continued endeavours to benefit the people of the United Kingdom and abroad.
Grand opening of Loving Hut in Vienna, Austria, home to a famous opera house, festivals, and the waltz as popularized by two generations of Johann Strauss, Vienna, Austria has for centuries been a vibrant city of art, music, and culture. Vienna's new Loving Hut offers a blend of traditional style and international taste with a great vegan flair.
Alles ist fantastisch, ja. Also eine Essen schmeckt also besser als der andere. Also wirklich war hervorragend, ja.
Located close to a bustling railway terminal, the new Loving Hut Restaurant Cafe has the charming atmosphere of the time-honored Viennese coffee house, complete with an outdoor patio for patrons to relax and enjoy the sun. This vegan customer lets us join his conversation.
Yeah, avoiding meat and dairy products in the food you take is a very important step to reduce the global warming. And it's one thing you can do on an individual level. That is something I like about it.
Loving Hut is an international family of restaurants that upholds the caring ideals encouraged by Supreme Master Qinghai in providing everyone the chance to try a diet of healthful, delectable, and 100% cruelty-free meals. The theme of wholesome goodness even extends to the uniquely bright and pleasant theme of Loving Hut's interior design.
Dieser Restaurant also hat eine besondere also Szene. Ich finde ihn also hervorragend. Die Einrichtung ist also fantastisch.
At Loving Hut Vienna, there is a comfortable corner for reading books, including the number one bestsellers written by Supreme Master Qinghai, with even desserts that are animal product free and mostly organic and fair trade. Helping to save the planet has never been so exciting.
Ich bin also absolut also überzeugt, ja, in der vegane also Ernährung also steckt absolut also in der Zukunft.
Be veg, go green, save the planet.
Best wishes for the first Loving Hut in Austria. Our thanks to Supreme Master Qinghai for offering such a delightful dining concept that is now being enjoyed around the world. May the vegan trend gain ever more momentum for the well-being and happiness of all.
Save our planet. Warming climate causes jellyfish numbers to rise. Scientists at Canada's University of British Columbia say that global warming is causing 2,000 different jellyfish species to appear earlier each year, as well as expand their ocean range and overall populations. This proliferation is causing problems for the operation of seaside power and desalination plants in Japan, the Middle East, and Africa, as well as the enjoyment of beaches around the world.
Warming waters are being cited as a main reason for the overgrowth, along with human-caused water pollution from sources such as livestock that boost plankton, which is a food source for the jellyfish. Overfishing has also removed natural jellyfish predators and is thus another factor in their growing numbers. Researcher Lucas Bratz stated, "These increases should be a warning sign that our oceans are stressed and unhealthy."
Many thanks scientist Bratz and University of British Columbia colleagues for this further evidence of our disturbed marine environments. Let us quickly step toward meaningful actions to reverse climate change so that the health of oceans and our planet can be restored.
Supreme Master Qinghai has often addressed the precarious state of our ecosystems, as during a May 2009 conference in Togo, as well as actions we can take to help.
If we say that the ocean ecosystems are dependent on fish populations to be balanced, then those ecosystems are extremely imbalanced right now. Global warming is affecting the oceans, which in turn is affecting the fish. This is an equally urgent situation as the one presented by livestock industry. And it has the exact same solution. Stop eating the flesh. Stop killing for food. Stop eating the fish. This will help restore the balance of both the ocean and land immediately.
Save our planet. Australia's top reef and climate scientists call on the government to lead in reducing greenhouse gases to save the Great Barrier Reef, for which they say a 90% reduction is needed by 2050 to prevent the marine ecology's demise.
Save Our Planet. Humanitarian charity Oxfam is giving individuals on the front lines of climate change a voice by documenting their first-hand experiences, with plans for the footage to be presented at the United Nations December Copenhagen Conference.
Save Our Planet. Threatened by submergence due to rising sea levels, the Pacific Island states of Fiji, the Marshall Islands, the Federated States of Micronesia, Nauru, Palau, Papua New Guinea, Samoa, Solomon Islands, Tonga and Tuvalu call for the adoption of a legally binding climate change treaty at December's Copenhagen Conference.
The squirrel, a vegan. I'm one of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wild. Here's a tip today on encouraging a nutritious diet. New research shows how to help your children increase the fruits and vegetables they eat by offering more to them. You might want to do this by serving larger portions of the veggies and fruits they love. For example, instead of just 2 carrot sticks, try 3 or 4. Happy and healthy meals to you and yours. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now the worldwide weather.
In good governance news, New Zealand Council bans alcohol from town centers. Effective December 1, 2009, Queenstown Lakes District Council will prohibit alcohol in certain public places between 10 p.m. and 8 a.m. throughout the year. From December 27, 2009 to January 6, 2010, no alcohol will be allowed in these areas 24 hours a day. The Alcohol Advisory Council of New Zealand has expressed support of the new measures to reduce harm caused by alcohol. Failure to adhere to the regulation may result in a penalty of more than $14,800. Our sincere gratitude, Queenstown Lakes District Council, for safeguarding your citizens' well-being. May all people around the world discover the joys of healthy and addiction-free lifestyle.
In animal welfare news, Chile and Colombia call for protection of animals. Santiago, Chile celebrated the acceptance of the Animal Protection of Chile Bill, with hundreds of individuals coming to the Plaza Italia in the heart of the city with their animal friends. Our association members from Chile were also there carrying an SOS banner to encourage adopting a plant-based diet to save our earth and her inhabitants. Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international best-selling books, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds, were displayed and complimentary vegan food samples were offered. Chile's Movement for the Protection of Animal Rights and Coalition for Animal Rights, together with the international groups Animal Neutralis and the Spoon Revolution, organized the gathering.
¿Qué opinas sobre el vegetarianismo como una manera de evitar el maltrato animal?
Encuentro que es una iniciativa súper buena porque así ellos también tienen derecho a vivir igual que nosotros. Porque al fin de cuentas el mundo es uno solo y todos somos iguales.
In Bogotá, Colombia's capital, close to 2,000 people and their animal companions walking the streets near Bolivar Square to call for support of animal rights laws. Planned by the National Friends of Animals organization in Colombia, the day also included a blessing of the animals. Our association members from Colombia shared SOS flyers and carried an SOS banner as well. Our accolades and appreciation all organizations and individuals who participated in these activities honoring our animal cohabitants. May everyone soon realize the many precious gifts brought to us by our fellow beings. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting the Sri Lankan organization Vishva Nikatan, which offers meditation and a vegetarian diet to people of all nations and ethnicities to help promote world peace. We'll take a quick exercise and be right back. Please stay tuned for more hopeful news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, delightful news for a satisfying world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on a nonprofit in Sri Lanka, which advocates people changing the outer world by first connecting to their inner spiritual selves.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Vishva Nikatan, which means universal abode in Sanskrit, is a peace center in Moratuwa, Sri Lanka, founded by the humanitarian organization Sarvodaya. Located on an acre and a half of land, Vishva Nikatan was established in a belief that outer peace is only possible when we have attained inner tranquility. Individuals of all nations, faiths, and ethnic groups are welcome here.
Surrounded by the beauty of nature, Lord Buddha's universal message of compassion is shared verbally and through meditation sessions and vegetarian meals. It is envisioned that by spending time at the center, people can go back to their daily lives spiritually invigorated and ready to make valuable changes in the world.
People who have benefited from their time at Vishva Nikatan include professionals from various fields, students, youth, members of ethnic groups, and inmates. Wan said, "Within a very short period of 3 days of meditation at Vishva Nikatan, I understood what life is. I shall practice meditation within the prison, And when I am released, I shall walk into the society with a determination to lead a righteous life. Bravo, organizers and participants of Vishwaniketan, for your wonderful efforts to improve our planet. May the world of harmony that you are working towards soon be our blessed destiny.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Slovenian entitled Flying Time.
Moj prijatelj se je hotel postaviti svojim novim dvomotornim letalom. Sedim poleg njega v kabini, on pa mi razkazuje razne manevre. Nenadoma naj ujame silovita nevihta, strelami, ki so udarjale vse naokrog. Nato izgubiva radijsko zvezo. Odpove pa tudi večina inštrumentov. Ko naj jo tako premetava po nebu, pravi Jure, skrbi, da bo prišlo do najhujšega, ga vprašam. Kaj pa je zdaj narobe? Jure odgovori, kovca se mi, daj, prestraši me s čim.
And now for our viewers' heartline about a lecture given by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled The ego is the greatest enemy on Between Master and Disciples.
Love Supreme Master TV. Such lovely information and experiences shared. Lee from Canada.
Warm-hearted Lee, thank you for your supportive comment. We are happy that you're enjoying our channel. Now as the global warming time clock ticks toward midnight, please help inform whomever you can that only the kind vegan diet will rescue our planet. Please use any helpful information from www.suprememastertv.com/SOS, all free of charge, with divine light to you and the elevated Canadian citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your heart sing in blissful oneness with heaven. Take care for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown announces plans to host a NATO meeting in January 2010 to discuss a timetable for transferring security operations to Afghanistan in some regions of the country.
In an annual report presented to the UN General Assembly, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon calls for Israeli human rights improvements toward Palestinians, including respect for children and open access for humanitarian aid.
Reference C. Peter Dougherty of Michigan, USA, receives the International Award for Contributions to the Promotion of Gandhian Values from the Jamnalal Bajaj Foundation of India for his lifetime of peace work.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy and His Majesty King Abdullah Abdul Aziz of Saudi Arabia meet for talks on Palestinian-Israeli peace and agree that negotiations should resume immediately.
According to international non-governmental organization Transparency International, the five 2009 top-ranked countries for honesty and moral uprightness are New Zealand, Denmark, Sweden, Singapore, and Switzerland.
In a discussion of women's input for mitigating world hunger, Azam al-Sadat Farahi, wife of Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, makes a rare address as she notes the importance of providing food security for families.
Spain opens an Iranian center in its capital city of Madrid to provide better access to cultural and religious information for both Spanish students and Shia scholars.
Tenariwen, a musical group who sings of peace and love of their Sahara Desert home, is selected among top-name musicians to win the UK-based Uncut Music Award for their album, Imidiwan, Companions.
Denmark's Gumlink introduces a sugar-free, easily digestible gum containing 375 micrograms of vitamin A for distribution in developing countries to protect from deficiency ailments such as blindness and measles in developing countries.
U.S. Ambassador to Mauritania, Mark Boulware, announces that the U.S. African Development Foundation, or USADF, is providing both grants and business training to assist Mauritanians in building livelihoods and the economy.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals. thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.